The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So we can start with getting a little bit more comfortable, maybe in a meditation posture. Posture that is somewhat upright, but still comfortable, and you can sit comfortably for about half an hour or so. And we can start with relaxing the body a little bit. Just tune in to the body. What is it like right now in the body? Maybe there's some tension. Maybe you're already fully relaxed. But if there's some tension somewhere in the body, you can just go there and have some attention for it. Just a mild, kind noticing. Maybe it softens up a little bit if you do that. We relax our body like this. It's also very beneficial for the mind. Mind also softens a little bit when we do that. And you can see if you can receive the sensations of the body, whatever is most obvious right now in the body. Maybe there's hardness or softness, warmth, coolness. Maybe you can feel little movements in the body. Whatever it is. You can try to stay with the direct experience. Receiving this direct experience of the body. Maybe there's pain or discomfort. And if possible, if it's not too much, you can try to receive that as well. And see if you can see a little bit deeper than just pain or just discomfort. Maybe there are certain sensations that go with it, like throbbing, itching, heat. See if you can stay with the direct sensation. Whatever it is for you. And if it is too much, you can always switch to a more neutral part of the body and pay some attention there. Just be aware of something that isn't uncomfortable or painful. Usually there is something in the body that's not uncomfortable. Even if it's only your big toe. And the Buddha says, just as they throw pure and impure things on the earth, like feces, urine, spittle, pus and blood, the earth is not repelled or humiliated or disgusted because of this. And so too, we can dwell with a mind like the earth, vast, exalted and measureless, without enmity, without ill will. We can see if we can receive whatever bodily or mental experiences come our way, just like the earth. Without being disgusted or humiliated or repelled by it. Just an equanimous receiving. Things that come your way, mental phenomena, bodily phenomena, are not really yours. They're just passing by, just passing visitors. Maybe we can be like the earth. Not be influenced by what passes by, but just equanimously watch whatever it is that comes our way. If you do feel reactive towards something, maybe you can be like the earth towards that reactivity. Maybe that's okay, that the reactivity is there. As we come to the end of the sitting, we can take a moment to share the merits, beneficial energies that have accumulated during this sit with other beings. And even if you've been struggling the whole sit, you've been aversive or anxious or stressed or whatever you've experienced, your intention to sit and to practice the Dharma is what matters. That's what's generating wholesome energies. And so we can share those wholesome energies, the merit of our practice, with all beings, if that feels right to you. And if all beings is a little abstract, you can also point down a certain group, like maybe all your loved ones. And we can share this through the intention, may all beings or all beings in this group benefit from this merit. May they all be free from suffering.